Welcome to another episode of The Local Podcast, a podcast about all things local, hosted by Justin April and brought to you by Bar Media.
Episode 204. And as soon as I hit record, my phone starts dinging. Let me shut this nonsense up. I would love...
As soon as you start recording, I start burping.
Let's snort and sneeze into these mics. Also, if anybody's around this Thursday night, there is a reception at the Untrained to Edit, so... Go do that. What on earth? Or the Bells Gallery, sorry. Let me do not disturb. All right. It's enough of that. Bang. Episode 204. With the Alabama dance work queen, Christina Hicks.
Hello.
I want to call you by your maiden name so bad.
You can.
I'm not gonna.
You gotta add something, but you can say.
Yeah, we can hyphenate it.
Yeah, that was on the table for a minute, but.
How did you guys have that conversation where you're like, "We're gonna get married. What should I be after this?"
Yeah, basically. But I just figured like everybody kind of knew me as Christina Green, so I just kind of kept it on my
stage
stuff. Yeah, for a while. It's my middle name now. So it's my full name.
Christina Wait, what Green. Was your middle name?
Marie.
Oh,
the
man.
Most basic.
I got a Marie. I got a sister that's a Marie.
Yeah. But now I just made Green my middle name, so.
Good. Well, now you're not a disappointment to your family, like my sister,
yes.
Probably. Shout out, Lindsay. Dude.
What's up?
How's it been?
It's wild.
I know.
It's been wild.
I think last time you were here.
It's pre-baby.
Patty Rutland for either one of us, right?
Oh, yeah. It was like 4 years ago.
Not the same kid, also, just for the record.
No, yeah, pre-first baby.
Yeah.
pre-business baby, pre-actual baby.
Yeah. How's parenthood?
Oh, it's, you know.
Do you love it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Question
Your
mark?
Voice went
yes.
up. That's, I don't know if you've seen
no,
I Love
I
You,
love
Man,
it.
But it's
My
not
kid
an indicator.
Is awesome. She's so rad. Like... She's almost four.
How?
Or no, she is four. Just kidding. She is four.
Mother of the year. So I ran into her at a gymnastics class, and it wasn't her at all. And it was very
I was like,
awkward.
You did? Because she doesn't
She had just
gymnastics.
Been up here for art crawl with Casey. And, yeah, so I talked to her, and it was like the Monday after.
Oh, so
and
you
I
just
like,
saw another kid. You're like, that must be her.
I was
her.
Like, well, there's a little blonde child. Like, and I straight up asked the mom, like, how do you know her?
Like,
and
oh,
she's like, well.
That's mine.
When a man loves a woman and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, this is not the child I thought it was. And then I realized, like, what am I doing? Like, it also,
Don't
like.
Talk to little kids.
It was a class. Like, it wasn't just like I was at the playground. I wasn't at, like, Miracle Park. I'm like, hey, come here. No, that's not
Come
my.
Mercy.
Yeah, that's not my
you.
Vibe at all. I hate those dudes.
Do they make you like? Is it a parent student class? Her gymnastics class.
I like, think they would like
participate?
It to be.
Okay.
I'm just there as like a handler.
Yeah.
Our
2-year-old class at ADW has become a bit of a you know if the parent is needed, they're in the parent's.
Oh yeah.
You know,
dude,
it's
yeah.
a it's not necessarily a mommy and me class, but it's like. Usually there's parents in there
yeah.
participating.
I feel like that's probably better for everybody. Like the kid gets to see mom or dad. How many dads are in these?
There's a couple. Yeah. Most of the dads, like I've had several dads just dance the whole time.
Sure.
And then there are a few that their kids have gotten more comfortable. And so they just throw them in, you know, but it's been funny. I'm like, come on in, dad.
Dude,
They're
why
like,
not?
What? Yeah, me? Yep. You're going to patty cake with me.
Yeah, you got a pair of feet we can borrow.
Yeah.
Like, let's do that.
It's really the wrangling hands that we need and the, you know, the tears to stop. So we
yeah,
can actually do something.
No, nobody needs upset kids running around. That's
right.
not what you want. How many, you guys, so a bunch of years ago, we'll run back to the Allie, the intern back in the day. So a bunch of years ago, I had an intern named Allie. She was horrible at dancing. And prom was coming up, and we were delivering newspapers.
Yes,
and
she
was
and
like, it was like watching Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld try to figure out like rhythm. and it bummed me out. Like,
she was not that bad.
She wasn't that bad.
That girl.
I'm over here roasting her. Like,
I just thought it was so fun that she did that. But I remember this now.
She, what is she doing now? She's definitely not dancing professionally.
That's okay.
Which is good. I mean, when you get your start.
It's for us, but it's not for everyone.
Yeah, when you start dancing, start your dancing career after high school, it might not be the same trajectory that you might have hoped.
It definitely is an acquired skill.
Yeah, your venues are going to be a lot different, usually, if you start dancing later in life.
More intimate
spaces. Yeah, the outfits are a little different.
Yep.
There's less of them.
Different props.
Yeah, you can drink on the job.
Yeah.
There's always, like, hand sanitizer.
The hours too.
The hours are wildly different. But you're out by 3 every day.
I don't think that's what she's doing though.
No, I hope not. Allie, wherever you are, call home.
Hope you're well.
We miss you. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But yeah, how is it running a dance school in Dothan, Alabama?
It is great. Honestly, like, you know, we're more than just a dance school, so it's a little bit different than just saying that, because there's so many facets to what we do, and also on top of that being a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily feel like I just dance anymore. For a long time it was just all dance all day, teaching, rehearsing, that kind of thing, but I have to have a very structured schedule in order to put to wear all the hats
100%
in a week.
Yep.
So, you know, we're rehearsing our professional company for shows. We've got people going into our, like, into the elementary schools teaching. We've got classes every afternoon for extracurricular dance. We're writing grants. We're fundraising.
Yeah.
We're, you know, there's all of
it's
the
never
stuff.
Ending.
Yeah. And there's so many different things to be that this year in particular, I have had to, like, take a step back from, like, the teaching aspect a lot to be
more administrator
and, you know, overseer, especially now that I'm going to be, you know, out for a bit. But it's going to be better that no one has to fill those shoes as well as administrator shoes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't have to find subs for 17 classes when I go on maternity leave. But yeah, it's going great. You know, we've really, I feel like, hit our stride this year. We made a lot of changes in, like, the structure of our organization. We went from, like, 2 full-time employees, me being one of those, to 10.
Good Lord.
And in like, one day. It was like, all right, and everyone now works here a lot.
Yeah, but also there never needs to be anything that's not done.
Correct, yes. So everyone kind of put on brand-new hats and is just, like, kind of filling the gaps instead of it just being, like, you are just a teacher. You come at at 3. Like, nope, you come and the floors are swept and there's been social media posts made and, you know, all of these different things that they've kind of taken on. So I'm very excited about that because it's been going well.
It's wild. Like, people don't realize, even just as any business owner or any administration of anything, like, how much has to get done. And people don't realize, like, social media is part of that. Just, like, maintaining of the facilities part of that. Like,
it was something that was just kind of happening, but not happening well for a long time. You know, there were people who were just contracted to do very specific things. And I think this year I was like, look, we're all in this ship together. If we want it to sail, then we all have to be doing things. So someone is a teacher and a dancer and they make the TikToks. Someone is a teacher, a dancer, a, like, office administrator and they help with payroll. And then someone, you know, there's just so many different things that, you know, everybody can do. And it's, we had to just, like, sit down with each individual person, figure out what they do well, because everyone dances well and everyone is there to be, like, a teacher or something like that. So it's not really like every other business where you're like, I'm hiring you to do this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm hiring you to do dance and,
but also get your calculator handy.
Exactly. Yeah. And so there's been a learning curve, I think, because no one was really prepared. Like, no one went into this going like, I want to be in development.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but like, now you are. Yeah. Now you do events.
Now you do
fundraising.
Outreach. Yeah,
exactly. Yep. So it's definitely still a learning curve, but everybody that we have is so, like, committed to the committed to the bit, if you will.
Yeah.
But so it's been really great.
That's good. That's what you want. Like if everybody's in the boat paddling in the same direction, you'll get where you're going a lot faster.
Yeah. It helps that we're all like friends.
Yeah. That's the other thing dancing. Is like, so that's another like interesting thing about having good leadership in place is like, you know,
well, thanks.
That like at the end of the day, everybody's there because you have the same passions. You had the same childhood dreams. You had the same like vision for what. Or comparable vision for, like, what a successful dance company looks like.
Yeah.
And everybody...
Or what they want it to look like in the future.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we've kind of been on a crazy journey of figuring out, like...
How old is Alabama Dance Works?
Well, we became formally Alabama Dance Works in 21.
Okay.
But we've had the same mission, like structure of an organization when we were Patty Rutland Jazz forever, you know, that, you know, has changed a bit as far as like new name, new branding, but the mission remained the same.
Sure.
The structure of what our organization does as a nonprofit, the three tiers that we kind of operate out of has all remained the same. So it's like we've been doing, and of course, many of the people working here are still the same.
Yeah.
So it's just, it was a name change for us. It was a big kind of overhaul for others. Mm. But, you know, it's just like we've been doing this a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've been really trying to figure out, like, where we are or who we are in the local stage. You know, there's other arts organizations in the community that all fill gaps.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we want to find our niche and find our audience here. But then also our other big goal is to, like, who are we on the national stage?
Yeah.
Not necessarily globally, because we're still working on, like, funding and, you know, how does that work? Because once you get into the...
You got to start tackling people and having a mascot.
Yeah.
You can get funded. You can get funded for that.
Yes, that would be great. It's just like, yeah, we want to figure out, like, can we tour, you know, on a real deal tour? Can we, you know, do something outside of Dothan? Because soon it's going to be pretty hard, you know, in the coming years to perform in Dothan for a bit.
All the venues are going away briefly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, and that's going to be fine because in the future, it'll be great, but it's going to be kind of weird for a minute. So we're trying to figure out, you know, how does that work and who do we become? I want to be everything.
Flash mobs. Flash mobs everywhere.
Oh, see that? I'm just kidding. Gonna do it.
I don't think that's the way. I think that might have been in like 2010.
Right. And I think our style is changing and evolving as well. You know, we still are like trying to be really what's the word? Multifaceted.
Sure.
You know, have a lot of like different variety in the dance that we do.
Well, that's a good thing about working with artists that are already pretty well trained up. Right.
Yes.
They've already choreographed a couple things probably by their own by now.
And many of our employees now have degrees in dance.
Yeah.
Which is great because it's just like really elevating, you know, the caliber of things that we're doing and like what we can accomplish because they have just spent so much time studying like it. And it's great.
Yay. Absolutely. And I would assume there's probably with those soldiers in the roster, like probably other things that make you eligible for different grants.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you have people that check these boxes. And
right. And just credibility, too. Like now mostly, you know, if they don't have degrees, they have many, many years of experience now.
Absolutely.
And certifications. And then you say, all right, well, your ballet teacher, Susie, who's 9 years old, like has a degree in dance and has been dancing for 27 years.
Yeah.
Like that's a big old deal, you know, when you're trying to find the right dance home for you as well.
Not only that, but like even if you look at like gyms and stuff around here, like a lot of people do dance for coordination purposes. They do it for like the aerobic workout.
Sure. Yeah.
A whole bunch of, not just because they have like this emotion that they can't put into words and they have to like spill it out on stage. You know? But like there's gyms in the area that you can get absolutely ruined at because nobody's there like, hey, don't do that like this. Like,
right.
Maybe not throw your back out every time you want to lift something. Or, and to have somebody with like a degree that can be like, hey,
yeah.
you're going to end yeah. up with some crazy foot injury if you don't rotate this way.
Ding, 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 ding. We go to so many dance competitions.
And people don't realize how athletic it is.
Well, and you see, like, there are dance studios in particular where, like, every kid's got a knee brace on.
Yeah,
or, you know, everybody's got, you know, everyone's taped up in some way.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know that they are not, there is something lacking in their education where
yep.
there are so many children injured. And, you
and
know,
that's like, it's even more risky with, because kids are still developing, right? Like,
right.
You've got all these power dads trying to get their dad to be, get their kid to be the next, like, pitcher for the Braves, and they're having Tommy John surgery when they're 11 years old because they've already thrown
Tommy
their
John
shoulder
surgery?
Out.
Oh, shoulder.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. See, then that's what we're trying to avoid as well. It's like we want kids to be kids.
Yeah.
You know, so we're training them, but we're also trying to make sure that they're happy and they have a place where they can be happy
and
like,
they have
and
a sustainable
forward,
training.
And they have sustainable training where they're not going to be injured forever. And I say that as literally like one of our apprentices got hurt this week and then I'm like reeling because it could have been avoided, but
I'll come in if you need me to. I have no formal training other than I've been to a bunch of your shows, and
well then there you go,
that's all I need.
Lifelong
right
fan. You know everything.
I know tempo. I'm pretty decent at staying on. Yeah, I can land on a count.
Bet. This is a whole first lesson of our outreach program.
Oh, there you go.
Tempo,
yeah.
Tempo, beat, speed. You know,
yeah, I got
all
you, man. BPM, man. Let's
words.
Go.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
But yeah, our classes have been going really well. And yeah, I can't say enough good things about our staff right now. It's just awesome.
How you guys offer classes for all sorts of ages? Like,
yeah.
Where does that start?
We start at age two.
Uh-oh.
Like your gymnastics class.
Uh-oh.
Age two, and then we go up to, you know, advanced level. You know, we even teach, like, our company is adults of adults. We've had a lot of people ask about just adult classes, mm-hmm. who are, you know, novices.
Sure.
And the hardest thing about that, like, we want to have so many, like, opportunities for adults and, you know, and older beginners to
yeah.
learn. And it's just so hard to get people to commit to something like that, that we've started talking about, you know, either, like, once a month, like, we do a hip-hop class. And
yep.
it's just, like, a community adult hip-hop class. We even talked about doing something called Hip-Hop on the Rocks.
All right.
Where
we
started this at
yeah.
COVID. Our, you know, all of us would get on Skype and
yeah.
we just like dance around.
Yeah.
So we've thought about doing something like that, you know, either monthly or, you know, just quarterly or something like that to give more opportunity for people to dance. But it's just so hard to get people to commit. Like, here, this is the class that you're going to take
yeah.
every single week at 6 o'clock, and you're going to pay us tuition or a drop-in fee. And then
yep.
we have a teacher sitting there and no one's there,
sure.
you know? So it's,
you just get those deposits up front and you just get,
well, yeah,
cash up. Yeah. Just cash them out.
Yeah. So that's what we're working on trying to do in the, you know, starting in January, is something for adults that would be, you know, fun and beginner, like
yeah.
basic, that no one has to have experience to do.
I think if you made your dance skill quantifiable by maybe, I don't know, a karate outfit and a belt color.
Oh.
Like, I'm a black belt at dance. I think maybe that
That's
would
not
incentivize
a bad idea.
People.
Well, it would really help the children. Be like, oh man, I'm really working for that polka dot belt.
Dude, 1,000%. I don't think belts are handed out nearly enough.
No,
for a reward.
We would have to be like tiaras or bracelets or
yeah,
something
dude.
With us.
Knee braces.
They,
no,
knee
not
braces.
Knee braces.
No.
Not knee braces.
That would be really funny. You know, it's like a lot of kids are like, I can't wait to get my point shoes.
Yeah,
that's
100%.
Like, that's your, you know, you've reached the pinnacle.
Yeah, that's that carrot.
You've gotten there.
Yeah, that's the goal.
But there's a lot of kids who are just like, have no interest in that. Honestly, at this point in my life, I have zero interest in putting on a point shoe.
Yeah.
Like, do not put me up there.
Yeah, those things like just turn your feet into just,
yeah,
it's like
just
rubber banding your feet together.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, it's a lot. And I have the utmost respect for everyone on point, and it's gorgeous. And I know how hard it is, but you know, I'm over 30, and I don't need to put a shoe on.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
Nope. No.
Yeah, I don't like putting on shoes. Like, I'm a
any shoe.
Skate dude. Yeah, yeah. I grew up, like, being pretty rough on my feet.
So, and you want, like, your feet to be flat to the floor.
Dude, I need, you know, yeah. I'm not interested in, like, a new ache tomorrow.
Like,
you know?
Like binding your feet.
No, dude, no. We're not. Nothing's getting tied around my ankle. You out of your mind? No. That is, yeah,
that's usually the, like, pinnacle of, I have, you know, made it,
yeah, right,
to this level of dance. You,
yep,
know?
Now I can, but do the black,
but then it's like,
swan,
this is only
thing,
the beginning. Now you get to be a baby deer for a year.
Dude, yeah. Like, and then you're still tying those shoes on every day.
And they're expensive, too. Those shoes be not cheap.
Yeah. And if you're not trained correctly, you will limp the rest of your life.
Yep. Yep, you stay a baby deer.
Yeah, 100%.
The little wobbly knees.
Yep, Bambi on ice. That is it. So Christmas is upon us.
It is.
What,
my favorite time of the year.
Man.
I say that with every fall holiday.
It's, dude, yeah, from, yeah, like basically Oktoberfest, which is in September, up until New Year's. Yeah. I'm like, hey, this is my season.
We're extremely busy at this time, yeah. But yes, our show is coming up next week.
Yeah, 14th.
Yes, we start, yes, 14th through the 16th. Elf Academy. It is the Christmas show to go to.
Right. I mean, you guys rewrite it. You guys write a new show every year.
Well, we wrote a new show 2 years ago, and Elf, and it kind of has morphed a little bit. But this year, it's the same show, but we've, you know, made some updates, yeah, to choreo, and, you know, music and stuff like that, and obviously casting, because I'm not in it, but that's okay. So we've got, yeah, Elf Academy is basically like the story of the students in Elf Academy, you know, yep, they are working towards getting their, you know, degree,
their elf license
to, like, work in
their
workshop.
Black belt in elfing.
They're black, exactly. And so it turns out that you're, you know, the Elfatorian.
Yep.
There are three people in the running for Elfatorian this year. And so we have to, you know, there's a runoff. You basically to, like, decide who is the best, yeah, elf to get, you know, basically valedictorian.
What are the criteria to be considered for the elf of the year?
Well,
Elfadictorian.
Elfadictorian. Yeah. Well, Elfatorian, like, basically they've been chosen based on their grades prior.
Sure.
And then they have to, then they're put to the test, basically.
Yeah, yeah,
they,
like,
have
to, like,
test their school.
How down for Christmas
school.
Are you?
Yeah. They have to test their skills in each area of their studies, you, yeah, know, spirit and festivities, baking, toy manufacturing, yeah, wrapping, you know, all of those things. Reindeer wrangling.
Dude,
all,
yeah,
of the things.
Obviously, all the North Pole skills that are required to survive up there.
Right. And then we also got to see, like, can you also find your own spirit of Christmas in that? Like,
yeah,
it's,
dude,
not necessarily
so
just
it's a coming
all about
of age
you.
Story.
It turn, like, the competition kind of turns a little sour because everyone's all me. And then we got to figure out, like, well, how do we work together to, like, really find meaning in this?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And all with a little, you know, catchy beat.
Right? How many people are in it?
This year we have 75, I think, ooh, ish. You know, maybe 72 or something like that. But we've got our company are the leads in the show.
Sure.
And they kind of carry the story. And then we have our non-company dancers are in the other dancing roles. So we've got children as young as 6 dancing with us. So they're dancing like they are Santa's trainers, or they are, you know, candy canes, or they are, you know, Jack in the Boxes, yep, or, you know, the part of the elf marching band. You know?
That's cool.
But also one really fun thing that we do is, like, everybody at Elf Academy is gearing up for the championship snowball game. That it's that night, apparently. I say apparently as if I didn't write it.
Yeah. Like,
so, like, as the three contestants are, you know, working towards their testing to see who could be Elfatorian, it all culminates at the snowball game, and the North Pole polar bears are against the South Pole penguins, and they have to, you know, win the game.
Yep.
And that's also just really, really fun, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
I just think it's just the funniest thing to see the little. So like our dancers are either the polar bears or the penguins,
yeah.
And they're like, you know, they're choreographed snowball.
We should
tournament.
We definitely need jerseys for this.
They like, do have jerseys.
You should have merch for sale, like at the
end. Oh, that would be so fun.
Be so rad.
Polar team, polar bears.
Dude, yeah.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, next year I will be doing that. That's a great idea.
That'd be awesome. So rad. And then like, yeah, show up to the game. Like.
Yes. And then the Elf Academy t-shirts don't need to be just regular like
no.
show shirts. They're
no. yeah,
polar
dude.
Bear.
It is just, yeah. This one vague thing and it'll say ADW
and no
somewhere
one will
on
know.
It.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, what is this?
Yeah. And then more people will talk about it.
I love that.
That's
thank
amazing.
You. Genius.
Holler at me, marketing folks.
Yeah.
You need all your marketing handles.
It's almost as if you do this.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Man, there's so many marketing firms in the area.
I know.
And I'm like, dude, did you? I don't know. It's amazing.
But yeah, the show's at the Civic Center this week or next
yeah.
week. And you should come see it.
What, Civic Center.
The Ooh. Civic Center.
That's yeah. a lot of seats.
It is. We actually, we have like school shows in the morning where schools can come and take mm-hmm. their field trip and come and see the show. And we have on Thursday, we've got about 1,500 people coming.
Oh, wow.
And then on Friday, we've got like 2,500 people coming.
Ooh.
So I'm so excited
That's
to see.
Fun.
And this is in the morning, not our evening shows. Those are like open to the public
yep.
to buy tickets and stuff. But just in the morning, we load them in there.
That's awesome.
And they're so merry. It's just the best day ever because everyone has just so much excitement to see the show.
Right.
And the show is so upbeat and exciting that they can like dance in their seats and they're singing. And, you know, it's just so fun because just love Christmas.
Not only that, but like it's the one of the more like sillier times of year
mm-hmm.
that you can kind of like be.
Yes. And the show is very silly.
Yeah.
And I think what's great about it when we show it to kids is like we have made every one of our characters pretty, I say stereotypical because of just, you know, what it is. So
sure.
like there's the nerd and the jock
yeah.
and the goth girl
you can
and
spot
the,
everybody.
And the, you know, yeah, everybody has someone to connect to.
Yep.
So last year, every year we like stand out in the hall, like as they're loading onto their buses and the kids are just like, you could tell who was
who resonated
each,
with who.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they'll come up and be like, you were my favorite person, you know, and it's just so
That's
great.
So rad.
And they'll go, you're so pretty.
I miss
or
being
like,
a kid and feeling fulfilled.
Yes. It's just, it makes me want to cry because we just like high five them down the line. But last year, everybody had their costumes on that were all different characters.
Yeah.
And it was just so adorable.
That's awesome. So you guys have had a relationship with the school system for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
How did that, were you around when that got kicked off or?
No, I mean, our outreach program has been kicking with DCS and the surrounding counties for, you know, 20 years. Yeah,
yeah,
almost. Yeah. So, I mean, I've taught outreach and we are currently, I'm very excited this year. Our program is teaching at every elementary school in the system this year for 6 weeks.
Oh man, that's awesome.
So each, like we just based on the amount of teachers that we have, we had to kind of like break it up. So there's three schools at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And, but every kid gets to dance.
That's right.
So last year we only had four schools and everybody else didn't get to participate just based on like scheduling and funding and what they would allow and what we could do and that kind of thing. And it just worked out really great. So now everybody gets to dance and that's like 6,000 kids that get art in their
yeah,
school for free.
Yeah.
To them, you know, it's just
right, yeah.
oh, so good.
That's the way to do it.
But yeah, and it's really fun when those kids who are in classes with their teachers
see
them
on
stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's just so great.
Yeah. It's like seeing a teacher at the mall.
But 10
but
times
except,
that.
Yeah, like, but now they're a rock star.
Now they're a rock star. And then they come in the next week and yeah. they're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, you walk
I'm
on
sure
water.
It probably like helps the kids like focus a little bit more on the backside of that. They're like, okay, I ain't messing with a goofball teacher like
right.
this.
Right. She
is
knows
serious.
What she's doing or he
yeah.
knows what he's doing. Like he's
yeah,
legit.
It kind of makes you a little more like proud to be a part of the class as a student.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. Like, we love that our teachers are all still, like, performing and training, because then that shows, like, you're a lifelong learner.
Yeah.
Number one, no matter who you are.
Yeah. You never have to stop dancing.
You never have to stop dancing. But you also, like, we know what we're talking about because we're still training it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we still, like, and we listen to each other. So, like, for instance,
we're just going to keep getting better.
Right. If Miss Carrie is teaching my class, I'm listening attentively. And then she goes and teaches a kids class. Mm-hmm. So, if Miss Christina was listening attentively, I must also, you know, like, she must, you know, that kind of thing. It's crazy. But it's really great. That's what's great about ADW is it's just a full circle.
Yeah, because there's so many different age groups involved. So my wife is a pre-K teacher up until last year, and she finally made it out of pre-K and went to kindergarten.
Oh.
And one of the issues that I had always brought up, because for Dothan City, all the like pre-K kids go to the same school.
Oh,
which
they went to the,
I think, is awesome.
The
early childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dothan City Early Education Center.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's all 4-year-olds, so you can't be like, you see that sixth grader over there,
that,
and so you don't have that immediate modeling of the behavior that you're after.
No.
And I feel like that could be problematic.
Yes. It's a double-edged sword, though. Honestly, with dance, it's like, because number one, the building is like so close-knit, and like the kids all know each other.
Yeah.
So it's like, if the older kids are messing up, I don't want the younger kids to look at them, but then they automatically
goof off.
Correct. It's, it's the worst, you know? So it's like, I always got to say, like, it doesn't matter who you are, you're older than somebody.
Yeah.
Like, the girls who have been the littles for so long, I literally had to say, like, there are 4-year-olds looking at you and you are running.
Yeah. Like,
no, you know, we just can't. You're right. The modeling does help, but sometimes it hurts. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I wish that we had more. We have so many kids who are in multiple levels or taking like extra classes and that kind of thing. We're not quite to the whole like dance academy situation where everyone's in their like grade and that kind of thing. So there's so much overlap that it's hard to say like, well, you need to look at this level because they're doing blah, blah, blah.
There's so many different skill sets too. Just because it's age appropriate doesn't necessarily mean that you're skill appropriate.
Right.
Ready for
So, but
that's why we got to get these belts made, girl. So you can just call them out. Like, hey, you don't belong in here.
Yes. Well, I love that. Maybe a sticker
you just
system.
Do dance testing like once a quarter and then.
Yeah.
Be like,
we've started doing like evaluations and stuff, you know, so to make at the end of the year to like decide who goes to what level and why and how do you go up, you know, move up a level and that kind of thing. We could just get even more in depth with that.
That'd be amazing.
Nice.
I'm going to revolutionize Alabama Dance Works from this desk.
Let's go.
I'm ready. Well, awesome. How, obviously, Alabama Dance Works on Instagram, Facebook, and all the things.
And TikTok. We got a cool TikTok going on right now, too.
I am an old white dude, so I'm paranoid that TikTok's going to steal my daughter's credit score. Just kidding. I'm just joking.
That's one I haven't heard yet.
No, I just make up ridiculous assumptions about things.
Oh, but then, we mostly like post all of our information to Instagram and Facebook, but you can also subscribe on YouTube. We've got a lot of our videos up there, and then you can also, you know, follow on TikTok for silly things. It's nothing super serious.
Do you have like old performances and stuff on YouTube and beginners classes and stuff?
Well, for a while we had some of the classes that we had been
left
recording
over from
COVID classes. We had been recording classes for COVID, but just because of the way that YouTube is done, like we're not monetized or anything or trying to monetize on YouTube, but like they would cancel those videos just because of the music
and stuff.
So we're not trying to like be in trouble with anybody over a jazz one class.
Right.
So not necessarily like classes, but we definitely have old performances. And then we also made over COVID, you know, time, we made several like dance films and those are up on YouTube, which they're just so fun.
That's awesome.
And they're all short. It's not like you're watching an hour long film. It's like 5 minutes, but it's really cool because it's just you know, there's a scene, there's a setting, and then, you know, there's a, sometimes there's a story. Sometimes you don't have a story. You make it up yourself. And, you know, it's just really great. But yeah, you can see all of that on YouTube too.
That's so rad. Yeah. Well, what else do you want to talk about? Or we can just go to work. It doesn't matter to me.
I'll hang out.
I'll be
this
here.
This is your show. What do the people want to hear?
What do the people want to hear? I think they want to hear you sing.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Dude, thank you so much for coming this morning.
Thank you. I'm excited.
I'm going to drink some coffee.
Yes, I have mine.
That's,
I have to have the beverages now that, in the morning.
Now that all our fun talks are done, it's time to do work stuff.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
it. Absolutely. It's always
come
a pleasure.
See Elf Academy.
I'm going to. The 16th, or yeah, 14th through the 16th at the Civic Center.
Yep.
Either go to school and ride the bus to see it,
or come in the evening.
Go buy a ticket like a real person.
Yes, Thursday and Friday are at 6:30, and then Saturdays at 1:30.
Awesome.
So you can, before the children get tired.
Right. Yes. Well, thank you so much. I'm excited about it.
Have a great day.
Enjoy it.
If you're interested in having your story featured on The Local Podcast, hit us up at wiregrasslocal@gmail.com or give us a shout on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter @The Local Podcast.